天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是主持人小环。从今天开始呢，我们将会有一个新的系列，叫做 Seven Signs from the Gospel of John， 约翰福音中的七个神迹。那我们知道呢，约翰福音这本书是站在耶稣是神这个角度来写的。那麦克牧师将会带领我们来认识和学习有关耶稣的哪些神迹呢？就让我们预备心，一起来进入今天的天路历程吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
It is a delight for us to know that you've tuned in to listen to this broadcast.
很高兴知道你收听我们今天的广播。
Today we're going to commence a new series of messages.
今天我们要开始一系列的新的信息。
It has to do with the seven signs or miracles from the Gospel of John.
信息取自约翰福音的七个标记，或者也可说是七个神迹。
I hope that you will follow with us in the scripture from the Gospel of John.
希望你能跟我们一起来查考约翰福音。
The word miracle has been used and abused so often in recent times.
在现在谁都可以随便来使用，甚至可以说滥用神迹这个词。
In some circles, miracle is used to define anything and everything.
有些人呢，不论发生任何事都套上神迹这两个字。
In other circles, miracles become identical with magic and trickery.
又有些人把神迹和魔术和欺诈混为一谈。
Yet in other circles, miracles are viewed with skepticism.
但是又有些人对神迹就表示了怀疑。
In fact, I know about a skeptical Sunday school teacher who was teaching a groupOf six graders.
事实上呢，我认识一位对神迹抱怀疑态度的主日学老师，他教一班六年级的学生。
And he said to these bright and discerning children,
他对这群聪明活泼、明辨是非的孩子说，
When Moses led the Israelites through the Red Sea, it wasn't really a sea at all.
当摩西带领以色列人过红海时，那个时候的红海根本不是真正的大海。
Then the teacher continued.
这老师接着又说，
Actually, Moses and the Israelites walked across a 2-inch deep marsh called the Red Sea.
其实摩西和以色列人只不过是走过两寸深的沼泽地带，那就是叫红海了。
At that point, one of these bright sixth grade students spoke out.
一个机灵的孩子马上就回应说，
Wow, then it must have been a real miracle when God drowned Pharaoh's whole army in a little puddle of water.
哇，当神把法老王全军淹死在这么浅的小水潭里，那才是真正的神迹呢。
The scripture tells us that a miracle takes place when God's power intervenes in the natural world with supernatural power.
圣经告诉我们，当一个神迹出现的时候，也就是神以一种超自然的力量介入了自然的世界。
The Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated again and again that as God in human flesh, His miracles were foolproof.
耶稣基督是神成为人来到世上，再再地显示出他所行的神迹绝对不是骗人的把戏。
They were instantaneous.
那是即时见效的。
And they had a 100% success rate.
是100%成功的。
Miracles were Jesus' demonstration of his power over nature and over demons.
神迹证明了耶稣的大能，是胜过大自然和邪灵的。
Miracles were Jesus' demonstration of his power over diseases and over death.
神迹证明了耶稣的大能胜过疾病和死亡的。
Miracles were Jesus' demonstration of his amazing and astounding power as God incarnate.
神迹更证明了耶稣具有奇异而令人震惊的能力，因为耶稣就是神以肉身显现。
And that is why John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, uses a special word for describing Jesus' miracle.
这就是约翰那位耶稣所喜爱的门徒可以选用一个特别的词语来形容耶稣的神迹。
He uses the word Simeon or a sign.
他使用希腊文 Simeon 这个字，那就是标记的意思。
As far as John was concerned,
可见在约翰认为
Jesus' miracles were a definite sign.
耶稣的神迹就是一个明确的标记。
And clear indication of who Jesus is.
那指出耶稣是谁。
As far as John was concerned,
对约翰而言,
Jesus' miracles were the sign that he is the Messiah and divine Son of God.
耶稣的神迹标志着他就是弥赛亚,他的确是神的儿子。
John tells us again and again,
约翰一再告诉我们,
that the disciples saw and believed.
耶稣的门徒看见了,并且相信了。
The crowd stood in amazement and believed.
群众稀奇地站立在那儿，也相信了。
According to John's gospel, these signs were given so that you may believe.
根据约翰福音记载，神把这些标记显示给你，是要让你相信。
John records 7 of these Simeons or signs in his gospel.
约翰福音记载了其中七个标记。也就是七个神迹。
We are going to begin a series of messages about these 7 signs in the Gospel of John.
今天我们就要开始一个福音信息的系列，有关于约翰福音中的七个神迹，或者叫标记。
Each of these 7 signs provide us with a deep spiritual truth.
这七个神迹呢，都包含着深奥的属灵真理。
They show us our inadequacy and Jesus' all-sufficiency.
他们显示出人的有限和耶稣的丰富。
They show us our inability to cope and God's provision.
他们显示出人的无能为力和神充足的供应。
Thus, in changing water into wine,
所以当他把水变为酒的时候,
in healing of the sick,
当他医病赶鬼的时候,
Jesus defeated our crippling disabilities.
耶稣胜过了人的有限和残缺。
In the feeding of the multitudes,
当他给几千人吃饱的时候,
Jesus demonstrated his inexhaustible resources in the face of our barrenness.
显明了当我们身处贫乏时, 耶稣是取之不尽的源头。
In walking on the water,
当他在水面行走时,
Jesus contrasted our helplessness in the face of the awesome forces of nature and his mastery over it.
耶稣从大自然的力量以及他掌管宇宙的主权比对出了我们的无助。
In the opening of the eyes of the blind man,
当他医好盲人时,
Jesus revealed our natural blindness and himself as the light of the world.
耶稣显示出我们是盲目的,但他是世界之光。
In the raising of the dead,
当他使死人复活的时候,
we see our defeat by death and Jesus' victory over death.
我们这才明白,人被死亡击败,他却战胜死亡。
Each miracle has a significance and a meaning.
每个神迹都有其重要性及意义。
Each miracle is intended to point us to God and God's provision in Jesus Christ.
每一个神迹都指引我们归向神，以及他在耶稣里给我们的供应。
Each miracle is to the glory of God.
每一个神迹都彰显出神的荣耀。
Each miracle has spiritual meaning.
每个神迹都具有属灵的意义。
Each miracle conveys to us some deeper biblical principle.
每个神迹都传达更深奥的圣经原则。
So in today's message from the miracle of changing water into wine, we see a sign.
因此从今天所讲的耶稣变水为酒的神迹，我们看见一个标记。
This sign is for the life-giving power of Christ against the ritualism of Judaism.
这标记指出，基督赐生命的大能超越了犹太教的礼仪主义。
It signifies that there is a transforming power with Jesus.
并且也强调耶稣具有改变的能力。
Jesus changes the water of Christless religion into the richness and fullness of His grace.
耶稣将缺少了基督的宗教，改变为神那丰富又圆满的恩惠。
Jesus changes the water of uncertainty and legalism into the wine of liberty and eternal life.
耶稣将怀疑和律法主义改变为了真自由和永生。
Jesus changes the water of the imperfection of the law into the wine of the perfect gospel of the good news.
耶稣将有缺陷的律法改变为完美的福音。
Jesus changes the water of the dreariness and the drudgery of everyday life into the wine of his joy and contentment.
耶稣将日复一日枯燥无味的作息改变为真实的喜乐和满足。
Turn with me, please, to John chapter 2, verses 1 to 10.
请翻开约翰福音第二章第一到第十节。第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，妇人，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水。他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的。他们就送了去。管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来，对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
Jesus had just begun his public ministry.
在耶稣刚开始出来传道的时候，
He goes to a wedding of someone presumably related to Mary his mother.
他参加了一个婚宴，这家人很可能是他母亲玛利亚所认识的。
Some traditions say that Mary was a sister of the bridegroom's mother.
更加有人说新郎的母亲可能是玛利亚的姊妹。
If that is the case, that explains Mary's deep concern for saving this poor family from the embarrassment and the shame of not having enough wine.
如果真是这样，难怪玛利亚为主人着急，担心他们因为预备的酒不够而失礼蒙羞。
In the ancient times, there was a strong element of reciprocity about weddings.
按照古代的习俗，结亲的双方必须门当户对，礼尚往来。
Also, certain legal actions could be taken by the father of the bride if her groom and his father did not provide proper festivities.
如果新郎和他的父亲在婚宴上准备不周，新娘的父亲甚至可以采取法律行动。
You have to understand this kind of wedding to understand the intensity of the situation.
你必须明了当时有关婚礼习俗的背景，才能够明白这次事件的严重性。
Before the marriage can take place, a betrothal ceremony has to take place.
在正式结婚之前，要先举行订婚礼。
This is a lot more than just an engagement party.
而且不仅仅是一场宴会而已。
This is a contractual and solemn pledging of the couple to each other.
这是一对新人极其庄严的互许终生，定下婚约。
The betrothal ceremony was so binding that to break it would be the equivalent of divorce proceedings.
订婚礼具有绝对的约束力，如果中途违约，就和离婚同样的严重。
At the conclusion of the betrothal period, which is negotiated by the parents, marriage takes place.
当双方家长谈妥了所有条件之后，订婚礼结束。紧接着就举行结婚典礼。
On the wedding night, the bridegroom and all of his male friends make their way in a procession to the bride's house.
在婚礼之夜，新郎和他的朋友列队往新娘家迎亲。
This would often take place at night so that their procession was a spectacular torchlight procession.
因为是在晚上。迎亲的队伍高举着火炬进行，这是十分壮观的。
The bridegroom knocks at the door of the bride's house.
新郎来到新娘家门口，就亲自的敲门。
When the door is open, the groom makes certain promises to the father of the bride.
当门打开的时候，新郎必须向岳父许下诺言。
Then the bridegroom and the bride join in the procession back to the groom's house where the wedding takes place.
然后接新娘和迎亲队伍一起回家举行婚礼。
The wedding festivities were not just a simple dinner or a banquet.
婚宴和一般的饭局以及餐会大不相同。
Some wedding feasts would last as long as a week or even longer.
结婚的宴席有时长达一星期。甚至还要再长些。
Sometimes before the end of this particular wedding feast, the wine ran out.
在耶稣这一次所参加的婚宴里，席到中途，酒竟然喝完了。
Presumably 2 or 3 or 4 days into the feast.
那个时候很可能是婚宴的第二、第三，或者是第四天。
Running out of the beverage in the middle of your festivities means that you are too poor to adequately provide for your wedding.
在筵席中途饮料就用尽了，表示这家人经济拮据，无力负担婚宴的开支。
That is a cause for permanent shame and embarrassment.
这是终身的耻辱啊。
This could cause the father of the bride to sue the groom for not fully discharging his duty of hospitality.
新娘的父亲更可因此控诉新郎未尽款待宾客的责任。
In most current cultures, if something like this happened,
如果在现代发生这情况,
we would go out and talk about the bride's father behind his back and say how cheap a host he was, and that would be it.
大不了在新娘父亲背后批评主人家太吝啬，不懂待客之道。
Back then, it was a bit more serious than that.
但是在那个时代，事情就严重多了。
I want to say something here as an aside before I get to my message.
在还没有讲今天主要的信息之前，我想说句题外话。
Some people try to use this passage as an excuse for consuming an inordinate amount of alcohol.
有些人呢，故意引用这段圣经作为自己酗酒的托词。
That is wrong.
这个是错误的。
Most scholars argue that the wine in those days was so mixed with water that it had no more than 2 or 3% alcohol content.
大多数学者指出，当时所饮用的酒都调入了大量水分，实际含酒精量只有2%到3%而已。
And that is why Leviticus 10:9 makes a distinction between wine and strong drink.
这也就是利未记10:9所提到的清酒与浓酒的分别。
The mixture was 3 parts water and 1 part wine.
通常呢，都是照3分水1分酒的比例调和的。
In other words, you would have to drink about 22 glasses of this kind of wine to get the same effect of two alcoholic drinks.
换句话说，要喝22杯那时候的淡酒，才等于两杯今天的烈酒的浓度。
So no one can use this passage as an excuse for using alcohol.
所以引用这段经文作为喜好喝酒的借口是站不住脚的。
Now back to the message.
好，现在言归正传。
Up to this point of his life, Jesus performed no miracles.
耶稣平生直到这一刻未曾行过一件神迹。
This was his first.
这是他的第一件神迹。
But Mary knew who he was.
但是玛利亚知道他是谁。
Mary knew what the angel told her before his birth.
当耶稣诞生之前，天使就告诉了玛利亚。
Mary knew that she conceived him while she was still a virgin.
玛利亚很清楚自己是童贞女怀孕生下耶稣的。
So she asks if he would supernaturally intervene.
所以这个时候她来求耶稣以超凡的能力介入此事。
She asks him to save these folks from having a permanent scar in the community.
她求耶稣为这家人解围，免得他们遭受永难磨灭的伤害。
By the way, when Jesus calls Mary his mother woman in verse 4,
顺便提一下，当耶稣称呼他母亲玛利亚为妇人时，
This is not rudeness.
这个并非是不敬。
This is a term of endearment of that time.
而是当时的用语，表示亲昵。
And so Mary asks the servants to do whatever he tells them.
因此玛利亚告诉那些仆人要遵照耶稣的吩咐去做。
Jesus asked the servants to fill the 6 jars with water.
于是耶稣就吩咐他们把六口缸装满了水。
These jars of water were used in the ritual purification.
这些个水缸原是为当时洁净的礼仪用的。
And when they were filled to the brim,
当水加满的时候，
Jesus changed the water into wine and then they served it to the guests.
耶稣就已经将水变为酒，仆人就用这酒款待宾客。
I want you to tune in next time and I will tell you the spiritual significance of this miracle.
在下一次的节目里，我将要谈到这件神迹重要的属灵的意义。
My listening friends, it's very important that you tune in so that you get the full understanding of this miracle.
所以，亲爱的朋友，一定要收听，免得你失去了全面明了这神迹意义的机会。
Because I'm going to tell you some things that you might never expect to hear about this miracle.
因为我将要告诉你一些有关这神迹的事，可能是出乎你意料之外的。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。原来耶稣使水变酒的背后还有这么多的故事，而耶稣所行的每个神迹也都见证了他的慈爱与怜悯。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿我们能够细细的品味圣经中的每一个故事，使我们都能够更多的来认识这位伟大的主。好，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
Mi kamocha ba'elim Adonai. Mi kamocha Adonai. Ne'edar b'kodesh. Nora tehilot. Ose fele.
Joa. 在众神之中有谁能像你呢？像你如此的荣耀圣洁，圣哉圣哉圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord.
Thank you.